it's important work, and it seems like you all know how to do it. So I'm expressing my deep, deep gratitude for all of you and all the hard work that went into this. All the chopping and the banging and the dinging and the coming and going in every way. So I will give a Dharma talk before we have lunch. So I won't talk a whole lot more, but I need to thank Jhana especially for holding us, even through thick and thin. There was a lot of thin in there somewhere. And John for pitching in the way you did and just smoothly taking over and making it work. So it went beautifully because of that. Sometimes people panic and they, what shall we do? But nobody panicked. We just carried on, and Jhana came back, and it was lovely. So maybe some of you have something to add to this. Carolyn?
I'd like to thank you and Paula for taking the Dharma seat and being so completely your true selves that we could all see that and participate in that. And I'd like to appreciate Jhana for her wonderful good cheerfulness through everything, her sense of humor, and also her sitting next to her, I got to hear her beautiful harmonies in the refugees. And Joe, for everything you said, and his incredible center field save in the tea room with Amanda Biedenbrand. So present. And last but certainly not least, the kitchen and the Tenzo. Chris was just so put so much indefatigable energy both before Sashin and during Sashin. Hours and hours and so much care, thought, care. And especially her adaptability and creativity in the kitchen. And then there are the kitchen angels. Samya, not only kitchen angel, but coffee angel and tea master. And everyone else who helped, I know Sue is no longer with us, but she certainly was a tremendous, generous, sweet-spirited help in the kitchen, and everyone, Andy, Bree, Jen, Malcolm, forgive me if I missed anybody.
Jerry,
who also, for me, showed me, I learned a lot from Jerry about being in the kitchen. Really a lot. And there was someone else, I think, but their name isn't coming up, but I do want to say what a great honor and pleasure it was to serve this session in the kitchen, and to apologize if I wasn't able to meet anyone's needs. Thank you all so much for being here.
Chris?
Ditto what Carolyn just said, and I deep appreciation for Carolyn, who flew rescue missions over my menu and who brought her gifts and talents to meal planning and presence in the kitchen and her big heart to accommodating people. She showed me so much more than just how to work in the kitchen beyond my clumsy ways into watching her mastery. So deep appreciation for her and for all of you. It's an honor to be a part of nourishing this session.
Dennis.
Thank you, Angie. And I also must thank Mari, Eno, Jenna. This is my 4th or 5th session here at Chikoji, and I, as I said here, can't remember one that flowed more smoothly and was overall more silent. And I can only echo Carolyn's words with regard to her sense of humor and her utter kindness and warmth. And she's so funny, I can't stand it. And her presence was like a butterfly when brushing against the tip of your nose. And at the same time, she was everywhere. She was on top of it. She was utterly competent, but just so gentle. And adequate words fail me. Jerry continues to be my inspiration. I want to thank Joe, who will always be my Dewan teacher. And once again, Joe, from the bottom of my heart, I want to congratulate you on, as Angie would say, your demotion. And I'm also grateful to Malcolm, who helped me deepen my understanding of Don Rio. And I would like to thank John Flood behind me, our Shika at Chikoji, my Sangha, if I may say that. I certainly consider myself a member of the Sangha here at Chikoji, who also did not make his presence felt but was always available. It's remarkable. And to all of you, I love you. I love being here.
I didn't do anything. Avalokiteshvara manifested herself. And she's sitting right there in that chair. And we all became her hands and her arms. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. So much.
Malcolm?
I would like to thank all of you individually and collectively. Part of the change in my practice is learning to trust Sangha, which has been an arduous task because I'm kind of a loner. And you all supported me beautifully here. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate that. So thank you.
Rod?
Most of all, I'd like to thank you for letting me serve you. I phoned you early and asked for the job. It was really a wonderful experience to be able to serve you and to see how that is such an essential part of Sesshin. I wanted to be flexible, and I didn't sign up for anything on paper, but I tried to sort of see where I could build little niches here and there. And it was just a wonderful atmosphere in the kitchen. Tenzos are often grumpy, and there was just none of that there. It was just so open and kind. And Jhana was the same way. And really throughout the all the people that filled various important roles was inspiring to me. To, you know, I often think it's all about the sitting, but there's so much that goes into this that was inspiring for me. And I'd like to thank my bunk mates too, for the deep silence and just awareness of how we could all live in such close quarters. And not a snorer among us. So thank you all.
Well, Rob, I have had many, many jishas. Each one of them remarkable in so many ways and have taken excellent care of me. But I've never had a jisha who was so assiduous, so always present for me. And in my present condition, it made all the difference in the world. Unplanned, but I am ever so glad that it was you who could hold me while I staggered through this session as best I could. You were always there. And I can't find enough words to express my appreciation. Many thanks.
I would also like to, I think everyone here, and I especially the ones who have been so quiet and seeming like we didn't run into them too often, you know, interactions so often, but people that are just sitting here and sitting here and sitting here and being quiet and always in the window. All of you. And I'm going to run out of words very soon. But Rob, especially, even though I gave you a little bit of hard time being the bearer of interesting news, I really appreciated everything you did in communication with Andy. Thank you so much.
Joe. Angie, I want to thank you for more than Sashin. The shine in your eyes has been guiding my eyes on sometimes dark paths, sometimes beautiful. And I want to thank you all. We see a lot of groups come, and you guys are also beautiful, dedicated, quiet and joyful. And this Shashin, I was just thinking when you all came, you know, it's like the rain. I mean, we needed this rain, you know, but it's awkward. It feels a little cold at first. But you all settled in just about the time. I noticed that the cherry tree was just blossoming just as you all were opening. And it was beautiful. And then the sun came out, and it was such a joy to practice with you, to sit in this room and to sit. You know, in Zen, we have to sit with whatever counts, but some days are especially sweet, and this week was. And in every seed, every little thing I said, I know she'll pick that up. Picked up a little idea about a Reiki or something, and then it blossomed into a beautiful practice and a smile. And I appreciate that so much, and we will miss you all. Please come back.
John?
I don't have much to say, but just a bit of gratitude. Every time I have an opportunity to sit with Mr. Angie and her students, I've always noticed a warmth that is rather absent. Other sessions here. At least that's my experience. That's not speaking for myself. But, and it continues to carry itself. So that's the first thing. And without yielding overly too much, I deeply appreciate your willingness to be here for this week. Knowing you're having some challenges. And thank all again for the Tenzo and Fukuten, Jana, Joe, and others.
Thank
I
you.
Also have some, some operational information to impart. We are closing this machine right on the heels of a of the arrival of another group today. So forgive me for kind of throwing some cold water on the whole thing, but. We will have about 22 to 24 people arriving today, and I really need some help getting the place set up. That will require cleaning and organizing. So at some appropriate moment, I'm not sure when, I think some people would be willing to check in with me on this. Thank you.
Jen?
I want to express my deep gratitude to everyone for welcoming me so warmly into the Jokoji community and for taking me, each individual took me in very special ways through my awkward phases of first being here, from my roommates tying pretend Oreo people with a scarf. To Paula recognizing on the steps that I could use a way to become more part of the community and teaching me about the Han before I knew what that was. And Joe helping me with my posture. And thank you to everyone for the warmth and presence here.
Jerry.
Looks like we've been sitting a long time, but it's really a strenuous life. And it's wonderful to have this space. Allow that quiet strenuous life to be the joie de vivre, to transmute pain into exhilaration. I'd like to ask you what a good feeling it was to work in the kitchen with Chris and with Carol. A real sense of stability. And with Dennis, we only heard a little butterfly pitter-patter of his poetry this time. Dennis's poem. And surely, as he took such good care of the Dawn Riel, the vowels became more precise and more beautiful. And I should like to recall Ecclesiastes 8:1. Persons which the biggest there. Face to shine. Thank you.
Joanne?
This was my first session. May it be obvious. And I thank you all for your patience, setting examples, your support, and inspiration. Thank you all.
Chris,
just one more thing. Antonio Machado wrote this poem, and I took parts of it and put it on the bulletin board. And I felt like it expressed so much how this session held the space for me looking at past mistakes and present ones. And if you would please read it, because I think it's for all of us, this poem about how the bees can make honey out of our past mistakes. And you are in my hive this week.
My very deep gratitude to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, which I feel the three jewels, they're here, everyone, the place, the work, the energy. I felt it, it reverberates. I think my mind body takes that along with me, and I thank each and every one of you. I especially loved the Doan practice I was able to experience, and think I'll be able to carry on doing that. I was so deeply moved by the beauty of the tea ceremony that Samia put on the tree and the flower arrangement and the scroll. It was very, very, very deep for me. Thank you all for all the work which just seemed to be done with integrity, with goodwill, and that too I carry in my body and mind.
So we had three teachers here this week. Paula and Samia bringing their whole heart to what they have to give. And so I think our special thanks go to them, Paula and Samia, for being who they are and sharing it with everyone. It's a brave act. It's a lot of courage and effort to do, and it became something truly beautiful. And this is the time to say this is the launching place for Joe into 3 months of being Shuso before he appears before the Sangha and must respond to challenging questions. So let's wish him luck. It's an honored job, and as Paula said, it's a stepping down. One more stepping down. Can't be helped. Dennis, you're one of the teachers too. More and more every time. And although you're big and have a big voice, you are so subtle. So subtle.